The Parliament of Animals, Part 3. Written by Paul M. Levitt and Douglas A. Berger. Narrated by Neil Howe. "I'll tell you what I'll do," said Claire the Bear. "I'll ask my fellow creatures here in the barn to say which quality a good mother ought to have, and I will answer honestly whether Willa fits the bill. After all, we want only the best for Blackie." Ryan the Lion had been unusually quiet. As he listened to the animals going back and forth trying to compose a list of qualities that all good mothers should have, he lost his patience. Letting out a great roar, he declared that he had no time for squabbling about goody-goody things like affection, kindness, sweetness, and generosity. With another roar, he cleared his throat and said, "What I want to know are the qualities that make for bad parents. Once we know what they are, we can then seek their opposite and decide whether Willa is right for Blackie." Claire the Bear knew immediately that Ryan the Lion was trying to prove that he was king of the forest as well as the jungle. Well, she was not ready for the challenge. "I gather you want particulars. All right, first, a good mother should not mumble nonsense. She should speak clearly and wisely so that her children will not grow up sounding like honking hogs." "Second," said Mark the Shark, who had decided to rouse himself and enter the discussion, "she should not be afraid. Instead of running from hunters, she should chase them away." Then Mark opened his mouth so that the others could admire his sharp teeth. "Now, if Blackie had teeth like me," Mark said proudly, but never finished his thought. "Stop bragging," said Pal the Owl. "Now, let us continue." "Third," twittered Wendy the Warbler, "she should not care only about facts and figures. Daydreaming and fairy tales fill a child's head with imagination." "Fourth," burped Stout the Trout, "she should not nag about what to eat. Let children taste all kinds of food. I myself," he said, with a sharp burp, "favor Asian cuisine, Thai, Vietnamese, and Chinese." "Fifth," said Siegel the Eagle, "she should not act like a policeman or a soldier. Rules are fine, but do not make a life. A little naughtiness, but not a lot, never hurt a child." "Sixth," added Ray the Jay, "concerns money. Pinching pennies may sound like a good advice, but is in fact a bad way to teach a child the worth of one." "Seventh," barked Neil the Seal, "touches upon homework and playing the piano and things like that. If the child doesn't want to practice, nagging won't make them smarter or better pianists. Let them perform their tasks because they want to, or because they do not wish to lose the teacher's respect." "Respect," shouted Socks the Fox. "Now, we are getting to the heart of the matter. Every child wants his parents' respect. Well, how do you earn it? There's the question." "Well," asked Paul the Owl, "how do you earn it?" "Good question," said Socks the Fox, and sat down without so much as another word. "I can answer the question, at least in part," said Tanager the Manager. "You have to order your life in such a way that you care about others and treat them as you would have them treat you, namely, fairly." Figer the Tiger reminded the Parliament that fairly meant not only should you not bully people with shouting and threatening and whining and lying. Claire the Bear said, "The very things that you said here are just the advice that Willa and other parents need to hear. If you agree to help her raise Blackie, I'm sure she will be willing to become Blackie's mother. And all of you, her brothers and sisters." All the animals cheered and agreed to cooperate. Powell the Owl said he would fly to the schoolhouse and tell Willa the good news. And this is how Blackie found a family. The end.